We are trying to provide a basic essential service to our citizens as best we can. We are not able to control where people choose to build their homes. And I think if you've got a fire at your home, no matter where it is located, you're going to want somebody to help you with that. Now, those are issues within the individual departments. This is how, you know, you all are assessing your needs. You're telling us we need this specific piece of equipment to get to that hard to get to house. That's included in your budget. That comes forward to us just as it always has. And if it's a need that you have projected in your budget and it has made it, you've sat down with the county staff, it comes to us in your budget, I'm not going to argue with that. You know what you need. And your budget will be approved just as it always has. My job is figuring out how much tax to collect to allow you to buy that piece of equipment that you need to provide that service to that citizen.
Ms. Page, one last thing.
It's fine.
What we put in the building department to make them put a road in that we can access with our trucks when they inspect that house to give it to the CEO. If we can't, they need to turn that road down. But what fire apparatus that we have coming in, that should go through the county when they inspect the home.
Yeah, I was going to say, Kate's here, and she's from Community Development and Planning, and you can give her all of that to take back to our new planning director. This is why there's a county staff. I mean, I'm good on tax, folks. All right.
There's already a department, somebody to go to development, that the roads have to meet some standards.
No, I'm not talking about just the development. I'm talking about the driveway.
Yeah.
We had a house burned in Cedar Mountain up there to
Constantine,
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
That we couldn't get our 3,000-gallon tankers in. Because it's overgrown.
Yeah.
Never know that someone has to drive out and says, when you do your taxes, when you're going to tax a place, that's when you need to say, you can't get a fire truck. You can get a hybrid car in there, but you can't get a fire truck.
Well, but I'll go back on it a little bit. If you had more paid firefighters in the district, you could do more pre-planning and take care of that before it's the challenge that it is, if you had time to assess the properties. But you guys don't have that kind of time. You don't have that luxury. Because you're chasing your tails right now just to cover the calls that you've got to cover.
Well, we pre-plan during the day with our paid staff and other people that's a volunteer. We have to pre-plan for our rating that comes up so we can keep our rating.
But to have more ability to pre-plan and have other people available to you to do that would be helpful. This is explain what types of plans the commissioners have discussed in the past, present, and possible future for tax plans. Assuming this is specifically regarding fire tax?
No, it's like the, you know, the lady that you had come talk to the Fayette County Commissioners last month, you know, describing, I think she was from down east, to explain.
Karen Malonzi on the fire tax?
Kind of thing, yeah.
Sure.
You know, what have you discussed with her, or even in the past, or what you guys found, talking about this in the future?
Well, Kara's presentation was all around the provisions of the General Statute 153A and what our ability to tax, how we can tax, and what the options are available to us. So that's all we've discussed is in open meetings.
Actually, the commissioners have looked at that. Honestly, again, the options that you have are you can fund it out of general fund, you can fund it with a special tax district, or a combination of those. Currently, the commissioners in this year's funding went a combination of those. That's part of the discussion that Kara had. She explained to the commissioners, here are your options. And so they've actually looked at what the options are. And again, this year, they set them all at 5.5 cents. The countywide service district is something they're considering to move to a countywide service district instead of doing it a combination, in a combination fashion.
I think my point was tell the public, you know, well, here's what we have. We've come up to this point about this general statute of what you're explaining this evening.
But I think that's what we're doing, where we've showed in 2018, they actually decided to set all the rates no higher than 14 cents. And then they had to fund North Transylvania money out of the general fund because of that decision that they made. And then this year, in 2020, they said, no, we're going to set all the rates at 5.5 cents. So it's kind of they're looking at what their options are and making the decision during the budget process how to best fund the fire protection. And again, it all goes to the commissioners. It's their decision to determine how to fund fire protection. With that said, it said 2018.0723, 2019. I don't have the numbers for 2019, and would 20 go up? Again, all I can tell you at this point is the fire protection rate is based on the budget requests that are approved by the commissioners, the property valuation within that district, and the collection rate. That's what I can tell you. The first thing we have to do is, again, talk with Brevard. I've already met with the city manager, and he's going to the council and asking them the questions. We're trying to determine what the district is going to be. If Brevard opts out, we know to take them out. I'm going to Rosman tomorrow night to talk to them. If they opt out, we know not to include town of Rosman. And so, but that's part of the statute. It's required that we go through that process, so we're following that process. Does Little River 800 calls involve DuPont? If the portion of DuPont that's in their district, a portion of DuPont is also in Cedar Mountains district. But whatever call you get, I mean, if you get a call in the district,
Little River has no DuPont in. Just
the first. Well, if you get dispatched mutual aid, it would count.
Only calls where there is mutual aid.
If you get called mutual aid, it would. Under new system of funding, some citizens will subsidize other districts. Again, what you're looking at is you're looking at every citizen in Transylvania County, based on their property valuation, paying the same tax rate. Think about it countywide. When if I live in one district, my rate's the same as if I live in another district. Everybody that owns the same value home will pay the actual same amount of dollars as the person that owns the same value home. It's equitable rate for an essential service is what it is. All right, who came up with the plan? Again, this is not something new. New Hanover County went to it years ago. There's actually several counties now that fund using a countywide tax rate. This is just one of the options that's available to the commissioners to consider. So nobody in Transylvania came up with the plan. This is something that is other counties are doing. Why was the vote done without the
public
meeting? You talking about the 5.5 cents?
I'm talking about when 3-2 vote went in, why wasn't these meetings set before the vote?
Let me clarify that. Before the commissioners can establish a countywide service district, they have to hold a public hearing. All right, this is not the public hearing. This is just public input. Commissioners want to hear from the citizens of Transylvania County on what. If they decide to move forward, then they will have to set a public hearing to hear comments from the citizens on that. No, they haven't. That's not accurate.
Yeah.
Wasn't the paper said 3-2?
They've not voted.
Ms. LaMail, Hawkins, and David Geis. Yes. Right. All right, that's the three that voted for. Kathy and Jason voted against it.
That was the vote on this year, the 2020 fire tax program. A 5.5 cents plus supplementing out of the general fund. Yes, that was the vote this year.
Mm-hmm. And why wasn't these meetings held before you did the vote? No one knew about those meetings, you know, that meeting that was held when you voted.
That was the budget meeting, and then there were subsequent public hearings on the budget that we had nobody really attend. Those are public, it's part of the budgetary process. We had budget workshops on this. They're all published in the paper. It was our regular meeting schedules. We had these discussions completely in the open. Then we had our budget workshop. Then we had the fire tax presentation. Then we had the vote. Once we have a tentative budget that we as county commissioners have approved with the fire tax rate in that was the 3-2 vote, then we went to public hearing. And we had absolutely no one speak in public hearing except maybe Carmen and Terry if they were there about it. And then we had the budget set for 2020. This is what we're, this is why we're, you know, this is part of this process as we move forward. This is the 2020 scenario. This is not in stone. This is the 2020 scenario as we are now. I know you've got more questions, Mr. Shipman, on this card.
Do you have a five-year plan? We do. Yes, the county does have a five-year plan for all of its departments.
Is it available?
The county's five-year plans are all available. Yeah, and I'm referring to every department within Transylvania County has to put together a five-year capital plan as part of the budget process.
On the fire tax?
On the fire tax?
Yeah.
On the fire tax, let me answer the question. On the fire tax, the budget documents that you submit annually have a form that requires that you submit your five-year capital plan. And also have to submit your debt service plan. And so when we review the budgets, we review those. All right, and we look forward to what you have. If you say we got plans for a truck in 2022, we look at your budget. We're planning for that. If you tell me that you have a truck planned in 2022, and in 2021 you're asking for something that's going to drive your debt service up, that's a question staff's going to ask you about. They're going to say, "Hey, wait a minute, you got a truck planned for next year. This wasn't in your capital plan. How do you plan to fund that truck?" I mean, those are questions that we ask during the budget process.
Yeah, but we have a board that determines what we can afford, not you guys, you know.
Again.
Or not the county, rather.
It's the commissioner's responsibility, statutorily, to approve the fire department budgets and decide how they're funded. While you do have a board that should represent what your needs are in your department, it is ultimately the commissioner's statutory requirement to review those budgets, set those budgets, and fund you. All right, not the board of directors. All right, why do you want to hold our money? I'm assuming you're talking about reserve. All right. When you submit a budget, what the county is asking you to do is submit a budget based on what your needs are. And if you remember, I think it was back in 2012, 2013, something like that. Actually, it was before that. Way before that, the commissioners implemented a strategy that when you submit your budget based on what your needs are, the county will fund you in four quarterly payments so that you can meet your obligations based on the approved budget. All right, if you have money come in excess of what your approved budget is, in other words, your tax rate generates more money than what your budget is, that money goes into your reserve. It's not the county holding the budget. It goes into your reserve to meet future needs of your department. It can be included. It can be used to meet your budget request for next year. So maybe you have a large expenditure next year. You're buying a truck and you need some additional funds. It can go to that. It can go to capital improvements. It can go to various things like that, but it stays within your service district. Statute requires that money collected in a special tax district is utilized for the purpose in which it was collected and the district in which it was collected. And the county makes sure that that's exactly what happens. Let me get through these questions on this list here. All right. Who get money if we all want trucks? Again, you just mentioned the five-year capital plan. Very important plans. We have to look at those. We got to plan ahead. The commissioners can look at those capital plans and say, we've got two departments that project have needing new trucks in 2022. So we need to set the rate this year to collect some funds because we know we're going to have down payments on those trucks next year. Again, it's all about the planning, utilizing those capital plans to make good, smart decisions and using that information. Have the county... Commissioner ever...
been on a fire department or
has any of the county commissioners ever been on the fire department?
Oh, a member of a fire department?
Yes, ma'am.
I do not know. I have not been, but I cannot speak for the other people.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to answer that because I don't know the answer to that question.
All right, I've toured a few departments, but I've not.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Before you ask the question, because I'm apparently asking the wrong one. You're giving 2018 data up there at 0732. In 2019 budget workshop, the estimated rate was going to be 0832.
Right.
And I've heard only one number of possibility of the 2020. So why do you avoid the question? Why don't you just give the 2019, 2020 data?
I don't again, I would give it to you if I knew what the answer is. The only one that I have, I look back in my information, the only one that I have that had been calculated by the finance office after looking at the information from the tax office, which is what it requires so that I can be accurate, is 2018. That's the one that I know, based on the data, is accurate. If I give you something for 2019, I'm estimating it, and I can't tell you that I'm accurate, and I'm only going to give you what is accurate information. I can't make up numbers. Not going to do that.
It seems like it would be beneficial to have our fire department meet with us here and explain a lot of things. This is kind of like putting the cart before the horse tonight. I'm talking about myself, but you know, because of a lot of things that I don't know, and I'm sure a lot of other residents don't know about our fire department. So if we knew a lot of that ahead of time, it might make a lot more sense.
I encourage you to get involved in your fire department.
Every Monday night.
I encourage you to.
And we will be glad. We're glad to have you at our department.
Yeah, that.
That way you can see. So anytime the community club wants to, or our residents want to come in, we are open to anybody that wants to come in.
Yeah, because I think so many of the questions were just about basic fire operations.
It's your department.
It's a great opportunity.
It's not our department, it's your department.
Sure.
We're open to the call.
And we'd be happy to show you our P&L statements.
Who that rules say?
We have to go over what we've got, what we're spending on, what we're looking at, what our five-year plan is.
I think it's important to note, the county is not saying that any fire department is doing anything inappropriate. The commissioners are just considering what's the best way to fund them moving forward. It doesn't have anything to do, we're not saying one of them is spending money they shouldn't spend, anything like that. We're just saying, once that budget is submitted and that need is documented, what is the best method to collect those taxes to fund that fire protection? Simple as that.
So are you guys saying that basically you're trying to get out of the general funding? Like loaning, is that what you're saying? Like this will keep us from doing the general funding that you're talking about at the end? Is that what you're saying?
I think the best way to start this conversation is really the way we are talking about funding fire departments is we're going to take the total of the budgets and we're going to divide it by a penny of tax, what the value is, which for this year, and I don't know if it's 19 or 20, it's worth about $587,000. So if I total all that up, divide it, then that tells me the rate that needs to be collected across the county to fund all these budgets. So in terms of a five-year plan for a tax rate, you can't do that because your operations expenses are gonna change each year. So it's pretty much impossible. I mean, if y'all can project out your operations for the next 5 years, boy, I'd love to learn from you. I know your capital planning is your operations, not your capital. Okay, not just capital. That's great. So in terms of your question about can we plan for the next 5 years, having a projected operations over the next 5 years would allow us to consider options for funding moving forward. So the question regarding the general fund, it is, so when we looked at this, we do have the ability to say, you know what? We don't need to do a separate fire tax anymore. Let's just increase your property taxes. It'll all be in the general fund and we'll just, the fire spending becomes just a line item in our budget like everything else. Now, if you want to maintain a specific amount of attention to fire tax, and draw your eye on that tax bill to say, this is what I'm paying for fire tax, then we keep it as a separate tax. If we go the route of a flat tax, that's what you would see. You'd see the same rate in Balsam Grove, you'd see the same rate in Little River as your fire tax. It would all go into this big pool and distribute it out according to the budgets that you all have presented and have been approved.
And you guys are guaranteeing that you're not going to have higher, like you got 664,000 for Rothman, but everybody's getting the same tax, so you're not going to have, I mean, I just want you guys to be fair. I just want every department to be fair, because you may have that big budget, but you may have another department say, well, we're paying 5% here, why can't we go on our budget and get more too? You see what I'm saying? It's all going in the same pot, so it's like a matter of, I'm not saying that they are going to do that. I'm just saying departments, we just want to make sure everybody's department's not gouging. and that you guys are being fair, because you got this department over here that's already $644,000. Well, why can't we get $644,000 as a budget for paying at 5%?
Sure, and see that, right, but the and that is some of the challenge, but it's the budget process that we have had for, I don't know, David, how many years have you been doing the budget this way? It's the same budget process. You're the one who determines your needs. You're the one who brings that budget forward. You're the one who defends what you're asking for. All then that I get is, how do we pay for this?
Right, no, I understand that, mm-hmm. but I'm just saying that you can distribute it out, divide it out by certain departments. I mean, we just want to make sure it's equal.
Sure.
It's not, I mean, if this department's declined this or this, or this department's gonna get the $644,000, but we only get, well, no, you're not gonna get that amount this time, you don't need this with this, but they got all of their
budget. But that's already the discussion that you're involved with.
Yeah.
With, you know, when you go forward with your budget now, I mean, I know that we've made the city of Brevard mad because they need a new truck.
Right. And, no,
yeah, we were, you know, we did not fund their truck, yeah. So they're mad at us temporarily, a little bit. sorry, Bobby.
So when you guys make the decision, how is it? I mean, you guys, without getting in the general fund.
Yes.
So we're not talking about the general fund. You're wanting to get away from that, so you want to stay on just the fire tax.
I'm open to staying with the general fund if that's what is more palatable to everybody, just throw it all in. Sorry?
You said we only had a couple options.
But that's living on reserve. What I would
mean. That's one of the three options.
Yeah. But you could see if we just go across the board right now and say, okay, let's just increase everybody's property taxes by 7 cents, then we just make the line item in the general fund.
Right.
We can keep the ad valorem rate.
You're still taxes the same thing.
Exactly. Thank you. Yes, exactly.
There's one thing about that that's important to note. The city of Brevard collects taxes from its citizens, and part of those taxes they collect are to fund fire protection in the city limits. So if the commissioners move to the general fund, the folks that live in the city limits would actually be being taxed twice, unless the city of Brevard said, hey, we're going to stop doing that and just let the county collect the taxes for fire. So that's one of the issues with going strictly out of the general fund that would have to be considered. Not to say you can't do it, it just have to be considered.
One other point, the tax rate is not set until after the budget is approved.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So you have to submit your budget and have it approved first, then the tax rate is set. There's not a pot of money first, but then you're trying to fight for it.
Right.
You submit your budget, get it approved, and then the commissioner set the tax rate to match the need.
That explains it.
Right.
I appreciate that. I didn't understand that.
All right, Mr. Shipman, to your question about the timeline and process. So October 14th, which is our next meeting, we're supposed to review requested information. Oh, it's going to be the next week. Okay, sorry. It's going to be October 28th. We will be having on our agenda will be a map of the proposed district showing proposed boundary lines, statement showing that the proposed district meets the standards set out in the general statute. So that's October 28th. By Jen, and set a public hearing date at the October 28th meeting. January 27th potentially would be a public hearing on or after this date. Then we would have a public hearing we'd have to have two public hearings. One would be to establish the countywide service district, and then the second would be to abolish the existing tax districts. Then there would be a vote, the adoption of a resolution to establish a countywide fire tax district, and then it would go into effect in July. So that's the existing timeline. And Kate, is this accessible on the website? It's accessible on the county website, if you'd like to have that.
And that timeline could change. I mean, the commissioners don't have to set that that public hearing on that date. It could be later. It could be in February. It's just got to be before they actually vote to establish an issue. They have to have the public hearing. And there's a certain time frame within the statute. If the plan that she was talking about has to be developed, placed in the clerk's office, the clerk of the board, and available for public inspection for 30 days prior to the public hearing. So again, we're making sure we meet all the requirements of the statute when we do that.
Will there be money for the fund balance?
The money from the fund balance for the fire department, or the fund balance for the county? Go back to that, then let me figure out which one. Are we talking about this fund balance here?
Yes.
That money come from your general property taxes. Your overall general property taxes that you pay on your property, where that money came from.
So I'm paying revenue fund balance as well as my fire tax refund.
That's exactly the way it works right now. Right now, when you get your tax bill should have your general fund tax on it, and then it should also list your fire tax on it. And for each district, that fire tax rate is going to be different. It's going to vary per district what that rate is. Is the way it should be listed on your property tax bill now.
How long do you plan on the fund balance lasting?
Again, that's one of the reasons we're here. That's not sustainable. Commissioners are going to have to look at how they're going to fund fire departments moving forward and make a decision on what's the best method moving forward, because you can't keep pulling from the fund balance. It won't last long.
That's what I was saying, yeah.
Yeah, it won't last long. They have to make a decision.
So the county taxes, the property taxes will go up to make the fund balance?
The property taxes won't go up unless the commissioners approve expenses during the budget process. I mean, if they
major fund balance, it had to go up. You're just going right out.
No, it's basically a savings account. So the commissioners decided we're going to pull that out of the savings account. They don't have to generate property tax enough to put it back into the savings account. They can leave their savings account at the level it is after that money's taken out. But they can't continue to pull money out of savings account, because if you continue to do it, it'll all be gone. All right. So for this year, that was fine for this year, but they can't keep doing it year after year, because eventually the savings account would be gone. All right.
Isn't the valuations of properties going to be revalued for 2020? I was told that was going to be happening, to price it more on a market level. And I can tell you there's a lot of properties out there that are way overvalued. Mm-hmm. Based upon 6-7 years ago. So, you know, the fire tax, if you even apply 5.5, your revenue is going to be even less than you think. And more money's going to have to come out of the savings fund to cover that.
Mm-hmm. You're right. The county's reacting. The county's actually.
Well, most of them, there's a lot of them that should.
The county is actually required to go through that process. It's not something that they have a choice to do. They have to go through that process. And once they go through that process, then we come back to the same thing that we talked about before. You still got the three items. We know what the new property valuation is. We know what the budget requests are. And we know what the collection rate is. And so that's how we would have to set the rates based on that. That's not just for the fire tax rate, but also the ad valorem tax.
Ad valorem
tax as well.
And the other thing you mentioned about
trying to
be equitable. The only problem I have with that is that there's a cost-benefit rate relationship. If I build a house on Outer Banks and build a house here, same value, my insurance to cover that house is not the same. And that's got to be the same thing for building a $200,000 house in Little River or a $200,000 house someplace else in this county. There's going to be a difference in the cost to service me from a fire standpoint. So I understand you're trying to keep the tax rate the same, but that's not totally equitable. Because there's a risk factor involved in it, which you completely ignore.
Well, but we're doing the best we can.
I'm not saying, I think you need to take a look at that and see if there's anything else you can do to take into that factor. Because the choice of me living in a higher risk area, it's my choice. I've decided to build my house where it's a higher risk from a fire standpoint, and plus the cost to service me if I do have a fire.
Right.
Just a comment.
And they're paying a higher fire tax rate, fire insurance rate on that house too.
Yeah, from an insurance standpoint, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Possibly to help with his question and things. I've been involved in multiple departments in this county. Worked full time at Constate, been a little over 24 years, worked part time there and Cedar Mountain City. So I know multiple departments and districts in this county. Plus mutual aid with other departments, possibly in Brevard. So there's a difference in the service in each district. Cedar Mountain has a different special plan they have up there. They have DuPont State Forest, and if you go into South Carolina, Cedar State State Park. So we have a different type of call volume, a type of call we have, so we require different equipment. There's not as many homes in Cedar Mountain Fire District. It's not as big. So they have to ask in that a higher tax value for their property to maintain and get the funding they need for fuel, truck, the part-time staff they have, and their expenses. Little River, our thing is, we have a lot of water issues and stuff. We have a lot of flooding in the district, so we have to specialize more in that aspect in our district. Brevard has a different. Constate,
We have the dot team, we have some forest lands up there. It's a bigger fire district, takes longer response and things. We have a steeper terrain, someone to talk to it. So we have requirements for ladder truck, someone to talk to it. So each fire district has different needs of equipment that we need. So each department needs. Yeah, I know, and that's why I'm trying to get everybody to understand. That's why there's a lot of differences here, because the size of the district, the value of the homes and the property values. So there is a need at every department to be able to maintain that. In Cedar Mountain, most of the call volume is in DuPont and Cedar's Head, not meaning go to residents. And that's just how the call volume varies. They have maybe 200 some calls a year, as opposed to 800 we have, and 1,000 or something for all Conesty or Cedar, or Toxaway has. So it's a difference in each thing. Each department has its own specific needs that we have to ask for funding.
Well, that's reflected in the budget request.
Exactly, and that's why we turn in that, and like he said, that's why we really look, what does Little River need that we don't have to increase our tax base? So we try to keep it as low as we can, but you still have to have that to operate. And like everybody else has said, it is getting harder and harder with volunteers. That's why we're encouraging, come down the station. If you want to join, join. We'll find something for you to do. But it's harder for getting volunteers to be involved countywide, statewide, nationwide. And it's something that it just has to be looked at. And what you do is moving, unfortunately, to paid staff. And having, so you know you've got people getting trucks out. You know you've got somebody responding to that medical call or that fire. But the funding it would cost to fully fund the staffing for Little River to have full pay and not have volunteers would be astronomical. You're probably talking 8-10 guys working full-time 24-hour shifts to cover that. And then still have to rely on mutual aid from other departments. That's a given. That's DOI. That's something you want to see coming, is the mutual aid from other departments. Little River Loans, we have a structure fire. We've got Cedar Mountain, Valley Hill, Etowah, North Transylvania, and Brevard is coming automatically. As soon as we're dispatched, all those departments are dispatched to us. And then we get on scene, we see we need it, we keep it coming. If we don't, we cancel. So it's a and training and stuff we see and we do in all the years we've done it. Just in right here, a few guys we have from Little River, there's hundreds of years of knowledge and training we have combined between us. And the other departments are the same way. So
that goes to the point, what you just said, all the fire departments are different, but they all depend on each other.
And so it
behooves, it is important to Little River that North Transylvania can maintain its fire department and operate an efficient fire department. It's important to Little River's people in the district that they can do that, because without them, it'd be difficult. That's the whole reason why I'm looking at equity cost-wise, because they are interdependent. They all depend on each other. And so it is necessary that we look at a way to fund them that is consistent across the board.
It's not like there are $50,000 fire trucks.
No, they're not. I mean, when I started 24 years ago, the first time I drove an engine, it's like, you know how much this thing costs? $250,000. I'm like, what? Now, it's $500,000 for an engine.
Let me ask you the question. Why is the fire tax outboarded on its own? Everything else that we have to pay that services for in this county? I would think it's because people want to bring attention to it. Personally, I much rather have overpayment on fire and other things cut to the bone.
Sure.
I would love to have other things have a scrutiny at the fire
district. What I can tell you is all the county departments are scrutinized heavily by the commissioner during the budget process. They go through a stringent budget process, just like the fire departments go through a budget process. Being familiar with both of them, I can tell you that that's accurate. And I agree with you. I think budgets should be scrutinized, and you should look at the budgets and make sure that what's being requested is needed. I mean, that's the goal.
And allow me to invite you to our budget workshops next year, right, so that you can see how we go through this process. It's really spectacular to watch. It really is.
Hey,
come and join us.
One thing.
Yes, sir.
You mentioned about fire departments, North Transylvania, on the bottom.
Uh-huh.
What year was that established?
North Transylvania, what year was it established? I have no idea.
Little River, I think we was ready fire department 83, we started to send it down.
Mm-hmm.
with fundraisers, with all these other departments, fundraisers. That's how we got started, before we got a contract with the county.
Sure.
That department's still growing, but we shouldn't give all of our money to that department. We should help them, but the county should help them, not the other departments in that funding with a flat tax.
Little River will not be sending any money to North Transylvania.
Okay, let's reword it. As a fireman, we're family, and if it affects Hoxley, it affects Little River, Bosman, and all, so we defend each other in this.
That's good.
That's why we're against the flat tax, because it is going to highly affect Hoxley.
It is.
It's going to affect Constance.
And it's only, right, it's going to affect Sylvan Valley too and Hoxley. Those are the only two districts who will see an increase in tax.
Either way, it affects those departments to a point, and the citizens up there is the one that's going to be.
With the $1 million deficit, taking out the savings, your statement's correct. But you can't keep doing that.
I realize that.
That's over $1 million you've subsidized.
Where is Sylvan Valley?
At this proposal.
Sylvan Valley is the ETJ. It's the 1 mile radius around the city of Brevard. Bobby, does it go just the 1 mile, or you go deeper into ET? 2 mile, what are you doing? 2 miles around the city of Brevard?
We start part of that district.
Is it buried? I mean, I live in Sylvan Valley too.
Yeah. Again, all the districts are different. One district might be 1 mile to its district line based on where the station is, and you might have one that's, for example, Boston Grove is a very large geographical difference. It's a good distance from their station to where the line is in some areas. Those are all different across the board as far as how far it is from the station to the district. When you look at those lines were established, just like I said earlier, there was a time in Transylvania County where the commissioners or the fire department sat down and said, let's look at this county and what's the best way to break up these lines to make the response areas equivalent, the cost equivalent. There wasn't a time when that was done. But the districts were established, started with the Brevard district, it was established, and then the next district popped up. And they just kind of grew. And there wasn't any necessarily infringement on the other districts. It just kind of started where that district line was and grew out from there, is the way it worked. So there was no time when you looked at it operationally and said, this is how the district should be to be operation efficient.
Yes, sir.
Was there a time when these, like Little River was established, and all where you were paying voluntarily a $50 or $100 a year fee? And I live in Berkeley County down in South Carolina. If you didn't pay that voluntary fee,
you didn't
the fire department
service.
Was dispatched, but would sit there and let your house burn down because you didn't pay that fee.
Oh, sure.
That's never been like it.
And some of our departments still have very active auxiliaries. I mean, I know Lake Hoxley's got a great auxiliary. Brevard does too. Well, who served us dinner the other night? All the ladies?
Not doing me, not Troy.
Oh, you're the auxiliary. Well, I stand corrected. I thought some of you still had good auxiliaries out there. Yes, sir.
There are.
The two most active I see them out there.
Sorry, yes, sir.
Yeah, bottom line for me is it looks like the 5.5% is the introductory rate, what somebody said. Eventually, you're just trying to cushion the blow for, you know, higher taxes. I'm going to decide, I trust my local guys better, more than I trust somebody down in the commission. And if these guys think that this is not a good plan, I go with these guys.
And that is
my neighbors.
Absolutely, and I hear that. But I would challenge the statement that, you know, that everybody supports one another, and that would be the reason that I question why they're not in favor of the flat tax, because of the struggles of several of these fire departments to raise enough revenues to support what they are trying to do in their fire departments. So
well,
that's my question.
This is a slightly different point. This system has evolved over years.
Yes, it has. Mm-hmm.
If you look at a new or better system, perhaps to mitigate the expenses involved 10 years from now.
Yes, sir.
Not to. 2018 data. Uh-huh. 2019, you know, it should be available to the public. Mm-hmm. And to me, this is just the introductory level, 5.5 cents. This gentleman says we're going to not be able to do that. Mm-hmm. So then eventually the taxes are going to go up.
Yes, they will.
And I trust my local guys mm-hmm. more than I trust you folks.
Just if I can respond to that question.
Pardon?
Under the current system.
Your tax.
Under what it was in 2019. This is the 2020 budget, the 2019 budget. The Little River fire tax was 9.11 cents. All right. In the 2020 budget, it would have been 10 cents.
10.3. Right. I still these folks, this guy here is my neighbor. Uh-huh. I trust them to submit a budget.
As do we.
Yeah.
And I'd rather have the current system as opposed to some other system that money gets slopped around. Money gets spread who knows where and where. And I'd rather have
again
these guys.
The budget is set before the tax rate is determined.
I understand that.
So I'm not slopping money around. They are giving us a budget as they always have. And the budget will be funded completely and totally. There's no change in that at all. None.
Ma'am, yes. I think it was very rude of you to roll your eyes at him at this gentleman's comment. I saw that.
Okay, I apologize. I apologize. I did not realize I did that. I'm very sorry for that. I apologize. Well, I'm sorry. I mean, because we're not messing with the budgets. Sure.
I don't think anybody in here, I know from a fire department standpoint, would argue if the commissioners helped North Transylvania in any way whatsoever. I know I would.
But Jason, it's not just North Transylvania.
But let me make a comment. A minute ago, David made the comment that I heard it twice, at least, that they turned down the large truck, mm-hmm. a truck that they needed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in 2018, North Transylvania's rate was 12.79.
Mm-hmm.
So who let them go to 20 something? Who let them raise their budget to $138,000 without being having the money to do that? But, I mean, that looks like that caused this problem.
And the commissioners approved that budget.
But that fire department said that is what we needed to meet our ratings.
I agree. But Bobby also said, I need that truck to meet mine. So.
We're not Bobby's sole source of funding either.
I agree.
Okay. So there's a challenge there in navigation.
I'm not, that's a good friend of mine. Mm-hmm. I'm not judging the fire department at all. But.
I want people to understand this
that's
is not
a jump in tax rates for those people.
Jason,
look at
I understand.
Right behind you, 2018, 2019, it's almost a doubling of their budget.
Okay,
everybody, you approve
it. But
their
taxes
is a $30,000.
Okay, all right. Let's look at the last 6 years. Okay, last 6 years. You all are extraordinarily good fiscal stewards. In the last 6 years, your budget has increased $189,128 in the last 6 years.
We built a substation and bought 3 trucks during that.
Look at that. That's great. In the last 6 years, North Transylvania's budget has increased $138,426 over the last 6 years. Balsam Grove's budget has decreased by $14,000. Lake Toksoway's budget has increased by $291,367 over the same time period. Conesty has increased by 267,548 over the same time period. Rosman's budget has increased by 303,158 over the last 6 years. So we are working with our fire departments to meet the budgets and the needs that they have presented to us.
I'm just looking at the millage rate change.
Well, the millage rates change back. Yeah, I mean,
like
you can
pay the bill.
Yeah, you can go back. No, I mean, you've got, well, you know,
I don't see anybody rate went up.
In 14, you guys were at 675.
Well, that's the whole point of looking at, you're looking at the 6 year period of that. We went up $100,000 over 6 years.
Sure.
And hey, to point it out, but North Transylvania, 157 to 295,000 in 1 year, they went up in 1 year about what we did in 6 years, as long as some of these other departments.
But they're but the aggregate total, they held fast for as long as they possibly could, and then they couldn't wait any longer. It's like Cedar Mountain needed 160,000 in radios this year that they then were able to get a federal grant to cover. They would have been looking at over 20 cents if they needed to fund those radios. I mean, your needs change. Stuff happens.
So if they were to do a budget growth in the next 5 years, you could see the tax rate up 15 cents.
Oh, easily. Possibly.
So that's why we got this much general on 5.5. So in 5 years, it could be 15 cents across for a tax rate.
It depends on what we need for fire protection.
But we know that everybody's budget should grow a little bit every year if their fire department's in need. Everyone's budget should grow because they should do their own fire department. Replacing equipment that basically we have to go to by standards set by the
But we've seen some. I mean, look at, let's see. I mean, Cedar Mountain's only grown 45,000 over the last 6 years.
Just to respond to something, you said you were for the county appointed the general fund
money to give to North Transylvania, correct? You support that, all right? So you support county dollars from all the way across the county going to support North Transylvania. Because either way you do it, if you raise the property taxes, the general property taxes to do it, the money's still coming from other districts to go to support them. Either way you do it.
What about the fund that comes from the federal government for Business National Forest every year?
I'll explain that. You're talking about PILT funds.
Yeah.
PILT funds.
$240,000, $250,000
every year. It was like $221,000
I think.
Yes,
fund.
All right. PILT funds from the federal government are specific for a large variety of things. It's to replace funds that's lost due to federal properties, to school systems, for law enforcement, for EMS, for fire, rescue, DSS, health department, is to replace the funds for all of those. It's not specific for rescue. Let me explain that to you. But if the commissioners did say, yeah, we're gonna take all the PILT fund money and we're gonna give it to fire departments. Well, then it comes out of the revenue source for the general fund budget, so you gotta raise the taxes up to make that revenue source up. So either way, the taxes go up, unless your budget drops. That's reality. I mean, that's the way it works. It ain't a magic source that you can pull it from there and give it to here and it don't impact that side. It just does. It just does, the way it works.
Just need some clarification. I've heard it twice that the budget isn't determined, or the tax rate isn't determined until the budget's submitted. So now you're saying, for clarification for you, I hope that you're going to go with this flat tax, so everything's already going to be predetermined in the pool.
The same budget process. All eight fire departments would submit their budgets, reviewed with staff, submitted to the commissioners. Once the commissioners approve the budgets, then they've got to set a tax rate to collect what they approve. So not the opposite way around. That's the way it works.
But it'd still be one tax across the board for everybody's budget. No matter what the budget is, it's going to be one tax.
Right.
If you go with a countywide rate, but it's based on the approved budgets. It's not that we have a set rate and we're going to fund them based on whatever we got divided out. That's not the way it works. And nobody's proposing that.
I didn't say I'm not opposed to giving them. I'm not opposed to giving them.
that much more black.
The one thing I would add to it, you say they, theirs went up 138. I'm not going to mention any fire department's names. Yeah, I'm not going to mention any fire department's names. I'm just not going to. But we had one last year go up 120. We had another one the year before go up 119. All right. And so are we talking about actual dollars or percentage of what their rate? But you can't go by the rate because the rate don't pay the bills. You got to have what you need money-wise to pay to support the fire department. You can't take a rate to the bank and pay for the fire truck. Okay. They want to see the dollars.
Let's go to this. Mitch brought a good point about if we fully funded the department with paid staff, this village rate's going to be at 15-16% for everybody across. This flat rate's going to go that high. Everybody. So how is our business going to respond?
But here's how I would respond to that, honestly. If the commissioners at some point had to fund paid firemen to totally cover fire protection in the district, at that point, the commissioners would have to look at how their bases are positioned and operationally look how to set it up. If they were forced to do that, they would have to do that. And I promise you, if they did that, it wouldn't be set up like it is today, because you wouldn't have stations in places that they are, because we do have stations that are way closer to each other than they need to be, and they would have to look at that. Now, it would still be very costly, but operationally, they would have to look at how it's structured to do that.
I've been a volunteer for 35 years, and I've been a volunteer for 35 years, and I plan to stay a volunteer. But I can promise you, it is not very long. We're all going to a paid position.
Exactly. I do believe the cost of fire protection is going up more rapidly than your property valuations. Evidence of that is, if you look at your tax rates and you look at your budgets, you'll notice that every fire department's tax rate is going up. So the cost of fire protection is exceeding the growth in property valuation. All right. So that tells you there you got something you better look at. You better examine that, because eventually everybody's tax rate is going to be way up there. But going back to your point, look at some of those districts. If the commissioners didn't fund North Transylvania to $102,000, their rate that year would have been 23 cents, almost 24 cents. All right, there's statutory requirements that prevent commissioners from going above the $1.50 line, total aggregate, when you add the ad valorem tax, fire tax, and any other taxes you might have. But is it reasonable to expect folks, citizens that live in North Transylvania, to pay 25 cents, 28 cents, 30 cents for fire protection in their district when they're supporting the other districts that are around them, and citizens are paying sometimes five times less than what they're paying? That's the question. Is it reasonable to expect North Transylvania folks, the Rosman folks, 14 cents to pay three times, four times what Lake Toxaway is paying? Whenever a fire call is dispatched in Lake Toxaway, Rosman's rolling their trucks. Is it reasonable to expect that? And again, the cost is going up. And the cost is going up quicker than the property valuations are going up. That's evidence. That's obvious. And so the commissioners have to look at some measure planning ahead. How are we going to fund fire protection looking ahead? How are we going to get ahead of that?
Question on the budget process. Right. Little River's got a board that sits down and determines what the requirements are. And I assume there are some criteria that you have to meet based on insurance and state requirements on that. Mm-hmm. Okay, you put your budget together. Does it go directly to the commissioners, or is there another intermediate step to review that?
It's submitted to the fire marshal.
It goes to the emergency services staff through the fire marshal's office. They review it. They meet with the fire departments.
Well, if there's cuts, that's where that's going to come. Is in those intermediate steps.
Not necessarily.
We can cut that our own fire department from what people
request. Well, I understand. But when you put your final budget figure together, then it goes up to change. Yes. Then somebody else looks at it. Several other steps. But it's not the commissioners that do the final chopping. So it's intermediate steps to the chopping.
What happens is, when they submit their budget to the emergency services staff, if we've got questions or concerns about certain items, we'll go back to them and say, hey, you requested this year. Is this really needed this year? Is this something we can bump to next year, looking at your capital plan? And in cases we've had where they went, yeah, hey, we can put this off and do this. But ultimately, if there's a decision about they're saying they need it, staff is not sold on they need it, then ultimately the commissioners have to make that decision, and the commissioners have in the past 3 years went through and looked line item and said, no, we're not funding that truck. We're not funding those personnel. They went through and done that. So ultimately it goes to the commissioners.
Well, it's not just on a cut and dry. It's a right.
There's a process.
Yeah. There's a negotiation.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there's a process.
And I guess, you know, the opinions and the differences, right. The requirements, you know,
and whether or not we can actually adequately support and defend what we want to do.
Any other questions? If there's not, as a group, we're going to have emergency services staff at that table and these two tables, so that many people can ask or talk to an emergency service person that wants to. Feel free. Kevin's going to be over here. Kevin Schutz's going to be over here. Cameron Sexton's going to be over there. Gerald's going to be at that table. And Scott is going to be at that table. So, again, and I'm going to just keep working my way around. If you have additional questions, want to discuss it some more, happy to do that with you. And Commissioner Lomel will be here as well.
All right. Hey, one more thing. It's all these other meetings you're going to have, everybody invited, it don't matter what department you're on.
Oh, absolutely. Anyone can come. It's public input meeting for the city.
I have more questions for you next time.
Hey, what I would encourage you to do, because we're recording it, we're going to try to get it as accurate as we can, everything that we said, but what I would encourage you to do is go to the email, and if you want to make a comment, you definitely want to get there, email it to us, that way we'll know, but we're going to try to get everything, but I'm not going to tell you we're perfect, all right, so we'll do our best, all right, thank you.